This podcast is sponsored by FHE Health and their Shatterproof program for first responders.
What makes Shatterproof a very unique program is it's one of the only programs in the country that first responders can go to that is 100% all first responders. Everybody's in pretty bad shape when they get here. And then 30 days later, when you can see the transformation and the difference in people when they've had 30 days of counseling, working with therapists, working with a psychiatrist, getting the neuro treatment, doing the breath therapy that's done here, the transformation that happens with the clients is really humbling to be able to work around and see, because people are getting better here. And it just shows that there's a need for the first responder community to deal with behavioral health issues and take them seriously and offer treatment to people that may need help out there. They should be afforded the ability to come get help when they need help. It has gotten better, but we still have a long way to go.
You know what time it is. It's time for Microcast Monday. Next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. Another week. Are you ready for it? Yes, you are. You can handle anything that comes your way. You will handle anything that comes your way. A big shout out to you, the first responder, the criminal justice professional, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for doing it. And remember this. You are honored, cherished, and above all, please, please be safe. We love you. We thank you for your service. Always remember that. Keep up the great work. And if you are struggling, like so many first responders are, approximately 40%, the number we know about, it's probably much higher, please reach out. Reach out to a trusted friend, i.e. trusted friend. Reach out to a resource like Shatterproof and FHE Health. Reach out to me, 303-960-9819. That's my cell. I am here to help you. FHE Health and their Shatterproof program is here to help you. Put your ego, your fear aside, and make that call. You know, as you head into your Monday, I want to talk about one of the things that really, really defined my success versus my failure. Are you ready? That is the company I keep. I talk about this a lot with patients. Your company, your tribe, your crew, whatever you want to call it, the people that surround you are one of the biggest influences in your life. Probably the biggest, in my opinion. I always ask this. You know, how many people out there have kids? A lot of people raise their hand. How many times have you told your kids, don't play with those other kids because they're bad? They're a bad influence. Yet, as adults, most of us surround ourselves with toxic people, energy vampires, all these people that are not good for us. You should surround yourself with people that are lifting you up, not kicking you down. And sadly, a lot of us have those people in our lives. So the obvious question is, what do you do about it? Well, you can distance yourself. It's not very hard. Well, what if their feelings get hurt? What's more important, your mental health, your well-being, or somebody's feelers getting hurt? I would say the former. Your mental health, your health and well-being, your stress level, your anxiety level is far more important than whether or not somebody's feelings are going to get hurt. And you know what? If a person out there is toxic and they're not good for you, only you know that, and they give you some guilt trip, that's all you need to know. They're trying to manipulate a situation. Or you don't love me anymore. It's not about love. It's just manipulation. Distance yourself from the people that aren't good for you. And I'm not saying to become a narcissist, that it's all about me. No, I'm just saying that you should be selfish in your self-care. That's it. And if that means distancing yourself from people in your life, then I recommend you do it. Jim Rohn, the late great Jim Rohn, said you're the average of the five people you associate with. So as you're listening to this, you're probably starting to think, all right, who am I surrounding myself with? If not, you should, because again, they're a big influence on your life. If you're trying to stay sober, if you are going to treatment and you have people in your life that are pushing you to drink or to do something that's not good for you, like drugs, or if they're giving you shit for going and wanting to get treatment to better yourself, those are the people you don't want in your life. You know why? Because they probably need help. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. You want people around you that are going to lift you up, to compliment you, to create positivity in your life, to congratulate you, to cheer you on, to get you to that next level. And there are people out there. And as you success, as you progress and you move up forward to a higher place, those people that were once trying to keep you down, they will fall away and they will go find somebody else. Now, is all this easy? Absolutely not. It is very difficult. It takes commitment from you. It takes a commitment to get better, but you can do it. This is one of the most vital steps in your growth, your recovery. If you're out there and you're struggling, and if you're going through treatment, if you're in treatment, your aftercare is huge. Who you surround yourself with is key. Nothing is easy. Life is not easy. Sometimes you have to make those tough choices for your betterment, for your well-being. And trust me, it will be worth it. I believe in you. I love you. And so do many, many more out there. Always remember that. But most importantly, believe and love yourself. Bam. That's it. You can do it. Got a great guest coming up this week. You're going to love him. He's been on before. I'm not going to say who it is, but he is pretty much a badass. And he is going to spread some wisdom this Wednesday. So stay tuned. And please be safe. Take care.